There was a Reddit thread where people were asked the pettiest reason they've rejected someone. You know, we've all seen relationships that ran into like major deal breakers, you know, cheating and stuff like that. We highlight that almost daily on the show, you know. But sometimes things end for the reasons that are like head scratchers. Like you're like, okay, that was all it took.
I thought it was going well.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So you admittedly ended a relationship. Why again?
I wouldn't call it a relationship. I just really didn't go on another date.
Mm-hmm.
A greasy face.
Okay. That would count.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I have matured now. That sure. was really dumb.
So, pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. Some of the better answers. She had the same name as my mom.
Oh. Well, I mean, you can't fault her for that. What if she was amazing?
He held his knife like a pen.
Okay, I'm holding a pen right now. Oh.
Yeah, like, and I've seen people.
That's like a surgeon's scalpel.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I've seen people like use a knife kind of like a pen where, yeah, that is a little bit
weird. I've never seen that in real life.
I don't know if I would ever end a relationship because of that.
No, I might question it though. Like, huh, that's an interesting way to hold that.
He didn't use pillowcases.
Oh.
He owned them, but never actually put them on. I'm like, I am all about pillowcases.
Oh, yes. You need to, I mean, because there is like, things that come off your face and dust and over time, and then it's just going to sit in the pillow.
Well, and if you've got a pillow that has down filling in it, then sometimes they'll poke through and they'll stab your face.
Oh, it's very stabby, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. I didn't like all the spelling mistakes he was making.
Oh, that's a huge one.
I guess if they are of a certain age and they're still using grammatical and spelling errors routinely...
Yeah,
mm.
That's not good. We need to maybe have a refresher course in elementary school if we're doing that.
I know, and I've had friends who've been this guy, but pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone, he refused to eat any kind of vegetable at the age of 25.
Oh.
I've had friends who will never get any sort of vegetable topping on a hamburger. It'll be a burger, cheese, mustard or ketchup, and that's it.
And lettuce, no. Don't even touch my burger.
No, don't even touch my burger with anything. Oh. Green, won't have a salad, only fries. Like, I've had those people.
I mean, I have learned to love broccoli and squash and zucchini, and those are like my favorites. But yeah, as a kid, I wasn't fond of them unless you drenched them in cheese or ranch.
Carrie texted in and said, I dated a guy and we met at the pool for the first time. He was so hairy, I ghosted him after that werewolf style hair in the back.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no. Oh, no.
Wow. I mean, I'm kind of hairy, too. So
that one hits a little close to home.
Maybe hits a little close for me, for sure.
Oh, no.
Pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. Every time I was asked what you would like to do, it was an annoying, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, unable to make a decision about anything. Annoying.
Oh, man. Aaron said I couldn't go on another date with a guy because he couldn't dance.
Oh, really?
That's some pressure right there.
I mean, I get that, you know, a guy that can dance, really hot.
Sure.
But I don't think his lack of ability is a reason to just be like deuces.
Well, that was good enough for Aaron. Again, these are petty reasons. These aren't legitimate reasons to reject someone. It's petty reasons. So this is maybe one of my favorites. He dropped something and said, whoopsie. It's like, I'm out. I'm out. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So, yeah, if you've got any, we'd love to see some of yours. Like Mary Kate, he still picked his nose. Man, they're...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll go in there and dig if I've got an itch. I don't do it all the time. But, yeah. I mean, when you got an itch, how do you get it out? Blow your nose?
Well, yeah, you get a Kleenex and incorporate that
in the
procedure.
Yeah, in the procedure.
I think. Randy said I would not date a guy because he could not pronounce the letter R sounds. He replaced it with the W, which I realize is like a legitimate impediment.
Yeah.
But my name also starts with an R.
Yeah, and again.
So then she'd be Wandy.
Yeah. And again, these are petty reasons.
Yeah.
I know. These are petty reasons. So anyways, We'd love to see yours at Ben and Kelly Show.
Or call or text 502-795-1997.
We're just talking about the pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. It's all stemmed from a Reddit thread that kind of went viral. But some of the better text messages that we've received over the past few minutes have been pretty funny. One text we got from a listener: I broke up with my eighth grade boyfriend right before Christmas so I wouldn't have to buy him a gift.
Oh, wow.
Here's the thing.
That's up there with the most of the petty.
We've heard this from adults, so don't worry.
Yeah, we have.
So don't worry about it from you being in eighth grade. I feel like that's almost understandable, right?
Well, sure. That's par for the course at that age. We did get a text from Yasmin. She says, I once broke up with a guy. He was good looking, but he was into martial arts and had cauliflower ears. Couldn't take it. And then she sent a picture. Never heard of this before, but apparently it's a thing, the result of a direct blow to the outer ear.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers and MMA fighters and even boxers you'll see have cauliflower ears, and that's a lot of the reason why, like, wrestlers in high school and college wear those little things that cover their ears,
the hats. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they have like the little area that, oh my gosh,
yes, to
I never
help
knew
prevent that.
That
yeah, for sure. Got a text from a listener that said we had the same last name.
Now, see, I feel like that could have saved on a lot of paperwork had you gotten married. You know, a lot of less things to change over.
Yeah, but the listener text, that would have been, but what if he was a long-lost cousin?
Then there's that.
I guess. And then this one from a listener. She kept putting ellipses everywhere in texts. Now, I'm a fan of the ellipsis, which is the three periods, dot, 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 you know?
I do that all the time.
Because
it's like, still, my thoughts continuing.
Right.
Or, you know, here's where you chime in.
Or there's just trail off.
Yes, or...
yeah, just kind of leave it there.
A period just sometimes just seems too final.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't want the conversation to be over, so I'll just leave the ellipsis.
That's funny. So anyways, pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone.